Hey, can you hear me? Let me out of here, please. I don't like it. Hello? Yes, hello? Can you let me out of here, please? Oh, this ain't funny. Hard to breathe in there. I'm an elf. I'm an elf from Santa's workshop. Or at least I will be until he finds out what happened here. I am so screwed. Oh, sorry. My name is Merry. Merry Doodlebottom. Pleased to make your acquaintance, sir. How did I end up in a box under your tree? Well, the short answer is that Santa delivered me here. Although he didn't know it. He just thought I was another gift. Well, it's kind of a long story how I ended up in a box. We were prepping the final gifts for Region 4F, right? And some of the girls in the shop thought it'd be funny to jam me into this box and wrap me up. What was I supposed to do? I was jammed into a bag and shoved onto the back of a sleigh. And before I knew what was up, I was on my way here. Tell Santa. Oh, no. No, 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 no. That would have been a terrible idea. I couldn't have let Santa know. Again, it's kind of a long story, but one thing Santa does not like is a tattletale. I would have been cleaning reindeer shit out the stables for the next 50 years. No, thank you. They do not have a healthy diet. And Donna is a right pervert. Oh, I'm not going to get into why Santa doesn't like tattletales. That would be, well, tattling. Let's just say there's a reason that Mrs. Claus isn't invited to Santa's after Christmas vacation to Brazil. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But you didn't hear that from me. Actually, I think she already suspects something's going on, judging by the way she flirts with them boy elves. What the hell am I going to do now? I've got to get back to the North Pole or I'm going to lose my job. Although maybe that's for the best. The ladies I work with, well, they don't like me very much. They're always picking on me and teasing me. And apparently jamming me into toy boxes now. Oh, I'm sorry your kid isn't going to get a toy now. Do you have some tools? Maybe I can cobble something together real quick. Oh, there's no kids in the house. Then who was the gift for? Where's the tag? Oh, let's see. From Santa to... Oh no. I was your gift. I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. Let's look at the box and see what you were supposed to get. And I'll see if it's something I know how to make. Realistic sex doll. Oh, very funny, ladies. Very funny indeed. I hate those bitches. No, that's their idea of a joke. Well, I have this thing for... Let me start at the beginning. Right, a few months ago, I got reassigned temporarily to work in the adult toy workshop. The ATW, we call it. Anyway, whew, was it eye-opening. So many winky toys and of all sorts of shapes and sizes. Frankly, some of them were so big that they were scary. Like there was this one model called the Dragon that was like huge. Anyway, I really liked it, but it was a temporary assignment. I had to go back to the under five workshop, cobbling wooden trains and such. It's so boring. So last week when there was a job listing posted for quality control in the ATW, I applied. Well, the girls found out and I haven't been able to live it down since then. Mister, it's my dream job spending all those hours handling all of those toys. Can you keep a secret? Well, When I was working in the ATW, I sort of borrowed one of the toys. I snuck it into my tool pouch and took it back to my hut. It's just so beautiful. I just like to hold it and play with it. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, I haven't put it in my honey pot. I'm not sure it would even fit. Look, I'm no prude. I've had sex, but the elf boys I've had are... Well, let's just say that in our culture, a smaller winky is more highly regarded. All of the other girls would talk about these guys and how amazing their winkies are and how they were such studs, but they did nothing for me. I need more. There's this one elf, Figgis, who apparently has a huge winky. He gets teased all the time for it, but... Well, I want to see it. I want to see if he can satisfy my cravings. He's really cute, but he's kind of shy and I haven't worked up the courage to approach him yet. So, yeah, I'm worried that the toy is too big for my honey pot. But I do like to... Oh, golly, this is so embarrassing to admit. You know what? Never mind. It's too weird. Okay. Sometimes I like to put it in my mouth. It just feels right to me. Golly, I can't believe I just admitted that. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, who does that? Wait. What? That is something that humans do. The girls put winkies in their mouths. Oh, golly, mister. Oh, I can see your winkie is... Oh, golly, how do I put this? Your winkie is kind of showing in your pyjama bottoms. Is it getting hard? Really? Can I see it? Yes! I really want to see it. I've never seen a human winky before. Cock? Is that your word for it? Ooh. Well, okay. Can I see your cock? You want me to take it out? Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh, gosh. Oh, golly. It looks exactly like my toy. Like exactly the same. Even the veiny bits here. Oh no. Oh golly. I'm sorry, mister. I just had to put it in my mouth. It's like a compulsion. I couldn't stop myself. I'm so sorry. You what? You really don't mind? And you don't think I'm some weirdo freak? If you're really okay with it, then yes, I'd love to do it some more. Are you sure? Oh, thanks, mister. Oh, it's so much better with a real winky. Cock better as well. Do you know what? With my toy, I could sometimes get it into my throat a little. Is it okay if I try? I think I could get it all the way in if you help a little. Will you push my head down a little bit? Hang on. I need to breathe for a second. Okay. Do it again. Oh my God, that is so hot. And you humans do this all the time. Not as well. Oh, mister. You flatter me. Do you think it would fit inside of my honey pot? That's what humans call it. A pussy. Really? Okay, if you say so. Well, do you think this will fit in my pussy? Yeah, I'd like to try. I mean, if you're willing, let me just take off my smock. Oh, you like my boobies? Thank you. That's nice to hear. I get teased a lot by the girls for that too. They're pretty big, at least by elf standards. Okay, should I just lie on the bed, or do you humans have some weird way to do that too? The bed. Okay. Okay, mister. I'm ready. What do you mean? You want to warm me up? I thought you were going to fuck me. Lick it? My honeypot? You want to lick my... my... pussy? No. If it's something that humans do, then I'd like to try it. I can see why it might feel good. It's just not something that ourselves do. Oh, golly, that does feel nice. Do I taste good? Oh, like candy? Oh, yum. Oh. tasting myself. Oh, I like it when you wriggle your tongue inside of me like that. Oh, it feels really, really nice. Oh, I can't believe I'm getting even wetter. Oh, my gumdrop. Oh, you're licking my gumdrop. Oh, holy golly, does that feel amazing? A clitor. Look, mister, I'm never going to remember all these silly human terms. Just let me enjoy this. Now, get your tongue back on my gumdrop, please. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. What is that, your finger? No, keep going. I like it, it feels great. Oh, it's just like getting fucked. Oh, yes, golly, yes. Oh, yes, keep bumping it in and out of me like that. Oh, fuck, oh, yes. What? Do I want another? Another what? Finger? Oh, like two fingers at the same time. Yes, I do, but go slow, okay? One finger is already bigger than I'm used to. Oh, golly. Oh, fuck, that just slid right in with no problem at all. Oh, you just kept pushing and stretched me wide open for you. With your fingers while you nibble on my gumdrop. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. It's going to make me come. Yes. Please keep fucking me with your fingers. Yes. Just like that. Please don't stop. Oh, golly, fuck. I'm going to come, mister. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. That was amazing. I've never come like that before. Oh, and I stretched open so easily for your fingers. Oh, I think I can handle your winky. Put it in me, please. Oh, don't stop. Keep going. Push it all the way deep in my honey pot. Oh, I can feel it stretching open for you. Oh, it feels good. It feels really good. Yes. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Golly, fuck. You're so deep inside me. Oh, yeah. Fuck that honey pot, mister. You're fucking me so good. Oh, can you do it harder? Yeah. Fuck me, mister. Oh, fuck. Fuck. harder, go harder, go harder, go harder. Oh, fuck, yes, 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 keep fucking me. Oh, I'm going. No, you don't need to stop. Keep going, keep pounding that honey pot, keep pounding that pussy. Oh. You're going to come, you're going to come. Will you come inside of me? Please, mister, please, keep fucking that pussy until you fill it up with your cream. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel you squirting your cream inside of me. Oh, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give it all to me. Oh, cheesy Pete's. Oh, thank you so much, mister. Oh, that was what I was looking for all this time. No, it's too bad. I'll have to settle for my toy when I get back to the North Pole. Or maybe I'll look up with Figgis and see if the rumours about his giant winky are true. So, not to change the subject, but can I use your computer? I've got to email HQ and arrange to have someone pick me up. Santa is going to be well pissed off if I'm gone for too long. No, us North Pole elves aren't meant to live among the humans. I've definitely got to get back. I just don't know what to do in the meantime. It's the busy season, obviously, so it'll be a few days before they can make arrangements to pick me up. I guess I'll just hide out in the woods till then. Stay here? Are you sure? Oh, I see how you are. You have more you want to show me, huh? Well, thank you very much for the offer. I would love to stay with you while I wait for my ride. I promise I'll be a very good house guest.